There you go. So, you were involved in GAE and the gay community in the 70s.
Yeah.
To what extent?
Well, during university, I learned about GAE because it was 1971, 72.
Wow.
So, I had heard about it.
Yeah.
And it... So through some friends like Robin Metcalf,
right,
who was a good friend of mine at the time,
right,
we went to some of their meetings,
right,
and started that way.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, what things were you folks dealing with? What do you remember about GAE?
Oh, mostly about gay bashing and,
yeah,
and things like that, civil rights issues around,
yeah,
gays and lesbians and,
yeah,
stuff like that, and about our having our own bar, our own organization.
Yeah.
So after what had happened at Stonewall a couple of years before,
yeah,
we had heard about the gay organization in Toronto being set up.
Right.
So we got set up.
Yeah.
And organized. Us and Toronto and Vancouver and I think Montreal were the first four, yeah, gay organizations in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was it like to be a gay man at that time? Like, you talk about gay bashing, and I know that was prevalent at the time.
Yes. So it was sort of scary. Because you also realize it was illegal,
yeah,
to be homosexual.
Yeah.
I mean, men and women were arrested.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was some friends of mine who were in the Navy, some female friends of mine who were in the Navy, and they got caught in a sting in Shelburne,
right,
at the naval base there. And... another good friend of mine, he was in the Navy, and he was drummed out because he was caught.
Right.
And, yeah. So there were things like that going on.
Yeah.
And again, of course, the police could arrest you and,
yeah,
put you in jail.
Yeah. When did you... So where did you grow up?
Here in Halifax.
Here in Halifax. And then when did you start kind of... living like openly as a gay man?
Basically in university.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was I was going to university, I was on the wrestling team. And so I enjoyed that sport for many reasons. Besides,
yeah.
Yeah, but it was I was good at it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when we started the, like I say, GAE.
Yeah.
And in the university itself, a bunch of gays and lesbians would get together and meet.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that called GLAAD, I think? Gays and Lesbians,
yeah,
at Dal?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't.
And there was also a radio program,
right,
on Sundays, and we were recorded on Saturday or Friday.
Yeah.
And it would be broadcast Sunday morning.
Yeah.
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 So I was involved in that for a few years
when
I was in university.
Cool. And it was gay specific?
Yeah.
Nice.
Gay and lesbian specific.
Do you know when that started? Like what year?
It was the early 70s. It was with Dal Radio, you know. And,
right.
Yeah. It was a time slot that was put aside for gay and lesbian issues. And
yeah.
We would speak about things from international news and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you go to any of the protests? I know you...
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Many a protest.
Do you remember any of them?
Vaguely, you know, it's over the years, you go, wow.
Right.
But especially when we were organizing for Gay Rights Week, that was a very important time in it. 80s that was came about, and we had gotten our, the organization was there, Rumors was there,
right.
And and then there were specific people in the law community, gays and lesbians, who were involved, and eventually, of course, the court case, and